the pregame show for your day. Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder on News Radio WTAM 1100.
The deal boss, Matt Granite, Channel 3's Morning News. Will's Ways to Save is with me. We're talking about skin for a couple of days. You've got a deal today for the face. Tell me about this.
Exactly. We've entered what I call the three-day period of Will's Ways to Save beauty bargains. And I know a lot of guys are like, wait, beauty, come on, shut up, Granite. Give me another laptop. Don't worry. More laptop deals coming soon.
All right.
Both men and women, though, we have to take care of what we display to the world. Maybe you've got job interviews coming up right now. Maybe this is just a time of the year where you're not looking in the mirror and giving yourself two big thumbs up. I did a beauty repair skin line yesterday, Purewell. And today it's basically your key to what's basically a humidifier for your face. If you go spend any amount of time in a spa, you're looking at microdermabrasion or anything to take care of your actual skin, your largest organ, you are generally looking at $150 to $300 a pop. And most of them will just use this little facial mist machine where they put it at your face, it hydrates it,
right,
and you sit there. The deal that I found today gets you the same thing that everyone else is using. It's a facial mist system for a price so low, I was told that if I say it on the radio, I risk getting sued by the manufacturers.
All right, but it's real low.
It's real low. If you head over to WTAM.com using the keywords ways to save, you are going to find not only one of our viewers that put my deal to the test, but some feedback from women and men across the country. Dermatologists approved the top deal you will find at a price I'm just not allowed to say right now.
We don't want to get sued. It's
no.
Matt Granite, the deal boss. Watch him on 3 this morning. Back here at the same time tomorrow. We're going to help you smile better. Matt, thanks. Have a great day.
Awesome.
Hey, more at WillsandSteiner.com on an interesting comment from New York Governor Mario Cuomo.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
Oh.
We have not reached greatness.
Not sure he was able to get that across. You can see at WillsandSteiner.com. More talk about this, I'm sure, today. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. Handing Republicans a ready-made campaign ad for his rumored 2020 presidential bid by declaring America was really never that great after all. You think Rush Limbaugh might touch on that? Rush follows the news at noon today on News Radio WTAM 1100. Cuomo's office was out later with a statement trying to straighten it out. Quote, the governor believes America is great and that her full greatness will be fully realized when every man, every woman, every child is full equality. It didn't quite come out that way, but, you know, that's the way it is. So you'll have that to deal with today. Andrew Cuomo. Boy, his dad was a great speaker. Unbelievable.
Backpedaling on that's not going to be.
A little bit.
That's...
I think he knew when he said it, and the crowd that was
wow.
A friendly crowd to his was like, what?
Hmm.
Mike Snyder, Sports Mornings, 15 and 45 past on News Radio, WTAM 1100.
Bill, the Indians were seeking a sweep in Cincinnati last night, but in the sixth inning, they trailed the Reds 3-2. Yonder Alonso drew a walk and upstepped Melky Cabrera.
The pitch, a swing and a high drive, deep left field. Back is Tucker. He's at the wall. He watches it sail over the 12-foot wall, and the Indians have the lead. It just kept carrying to left. And Melky Cabrera has his first home run right-handed as a Cleveland Indian.
And that was all the Indians would need. That gave them the 4-3 lead, and they would go on and get the win and the sweep on Melky's big hit. Terry Francona says,
he's got some big hits for us, too. And he cares, and he's given us a big lift.
Yeah, he's given them a lift in that outfield that has been so banged up, of course, dealing with illness and injuries. Now, on the mound, Shane Bieber struggled, but he did get into the fifth inning. From that point on, though, the bullpen did the rest. It was Perez, Otero, Olsen, Cody Allen with two innings, and then Brad Hand made it interesting but wriggled out of a jam in the ninth for the save, and the Indians get the sweep. Tribe now with a day off. They'll begin a weekend series with the Orioles. Indians still trying to make a run at Houston to at least have home field advantage for a division series. Houston did win last night, so the Tribe remains 4.5 games back. Well, the play of Baker Mayfield in preseason game one has set everybody in the Browns organization, and fans are, of course, feeling pretty good about the future of the team. On Baker, here's what offensive coordinator Todd Haley says.
He's making progress. You know, he much like I said, Tyrod, you know, He's a younger guy that has more to learn, but he's generally been the same guy every day, and he's made consistent progress, and that's a good sign.
So Haley, who I think really has become a favorite through Hard Knocks, but just having an offensive coordinator who's been there, done that, has really been a boost for this team as well. And the Browns get ready now for preseason game 2. That will be tomorrow night against the Bills. More on that in a moment. Browns are scheduled to meet with free agent wide receiver Dez Bryant at some point today. In Columbus, Ohio State continues training camp, and we're 11 days into what they said would be a 14-day process of that committee or panel looking into the Urban Meyer case and whether or not the coach will be suspended or fired or however they're going to deal with it. And we should know something over the weekend. Home of the Indians and the Cavs. Mike Snyder, News Radio, WTAM 1100. Time for a Browns training camp report brought to you by your fantasy football destination, Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings Beer Sports. As I mentioned, preseason game 2 comes tomorrow night when the Browns host the Bills. So huge action. How much will the starters play?
I mean, obviously I want to see them play longer than they played last week. You know, again, quarter, whatever that is, maybe a little longer. All depends on how it's going, but I definitely want them out there longer than 8 plays. And again, if the results are touchdowns, we'll keep going. You know, we just need to play a little bit.
Well, Baker Mayfield will be the number 2 quarterback. He probably won't play as much as he did in the first game. Drew Stanton will get some work, according to the head coach. Browns-Bills, 7:30 kickoff tomorrow. With your Browns update, I'm Mike Snyder.
Entertainment news, names, notes trending this morning. I got a list. Jason Nathanson with me. Let's get right to it. Movies, The Crazy Rich Asians hits the theaters today?
It does, and this is a movie maybe you've heard about. It's getting a lot of buzz. This is, and one of the reasons is it's a milestone movie because when it comes to casts that are all Asian, that just doesn't happen with a studio movie. The last time it happened was 25 years ago with the Joy Luck Club. So this is a film. It's a romantic comedy with a all Asian cast. And it's also a lot of fun, and a lot of people are really enjoying it. So it's out today.
Okay.
It's getting a little jump on the weekend and getting a lot of buzz. And I think this is one of those kind of late summer, August movies that's going to have legs and go for a while.
Should be interesting to see how it does then, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. This
okay.
is one of those, you know, in a moment where we're talking a lot about diversity. And even within the diversity community in Hollywood, a lot of people are upset that African Americans get a lot of attention. The Hispanics need more attention, and the Asians feel that they don't get enough attention at all, that they're not even part of the conversation. So that's why this movie is very important for a lot of people.
All right, music business, country, or I don't know if you can call country country anymore. We've got Luke Bryan's going to actually be a part of our iHeartRadio Music Festival out in Vegas in just over a month. And when it comes to making money, it's Luke right now, huh?
Yeah, according to the Forbes list, which, you know, I don't know if I ever really believe these Forbes lists 100%. I've heard a lot of these people interviewed and say, you know, that's not really true, the amount of money. But it's what we got. So Forbes is saying that when it comes to the highest paid country stars, Luke Bryan is number one in the last year, raking in $52 million. Thanks to his touring and his music, American Idol as well as being, you know, one of the judges there.
Mm-hmm.
And very interestingly, he dethrones Garth Brooks, who had been the champ for 3 years running. Sadly, Garth Brooks only made $45.5 million last year.
Oh.
So we're going to have to start a GoFundMe campaign or something for him to kind of get his cash back up there.
You know, Cleveland was a part of the Garth tour. He did 2 shows one night, and he was cramming them into the queue.
He crams them in. People tune out in droves to see him. And that's where he makes most of that money because, you know, the new music, it's there, but it's really about the touring.
Exactly.
For a lot of these guys.
And his people that love him and that demo, they got the money to spend. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, you got a new Star Trek story for me, too?
Yeah, we have a new Spock in the new Star Trek Discovery online show that's on CBS All Access, which airs. Or the time period is before the original period of the Star Trek series that aired in the 60s. So they need a new Spock, and they got a new Spock. Ethan Peck is a guy who's been around TV for a little while. You may have seen him on Madam Secretary, Gossip Girl, That 70s Show. Also, the grandson of Gregory Peck. So he's going to be the new Spock. There's a picture of him with, I think, Spock's family, Leonard Nimoy's family, all embracing and, you know, passing the torch on, so to speak, and everybody's excited.
I did not know the Gregory Peck angle. That's interesting.
Right, there you go.
I did not know that. All right,
that's what I'm here for.
Okay. Well, one other note, and I'm embarrassed, but it's in the news, it seems like, sadly, every day. Aretha Franklin, anything new?
Nothing new so far. We heard yesterday that Stevie Wonder was over to the house in Detroit, showed up, paid her a visit. You know, it's one of those things where the reports were on Monday that she was, you know, hours and
right.
minutes from dying. Here it is Wednesday, and it's still hanging on.
All
so
right.
No official word from the camp yet to exactly what's going on. So we're all just, you know, praying and thoughts and all that.
Absolutely. All right, Jason Nathanson on the Entertainment News. Thanks, pal.
Take care.
Let's talk some travel and look ahead deal-wise. Ann McDermott joins us at faircompare.com. And why not talk about Thanksgiving? I mean, and before you know, it's going to be here, right?
Exactly, exactly. And Thanksgiving is the kind of holiday where it's not a good idea to, you know, just a couple, you know, early November, mid-November, you think, you know, maybe I should go to grandma's house or mom's house for Thanksgiving after all. No, 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 no. It's going to be late, and that means prices are going to be even higher. It's probably the most expensive period to fly throughout the year.
Great point. A couple of tips then for us. I guess, as always, shop early?
Yeah, especially for Thanksgiving. That's a good idea. But you don't have to shop just yet, although it wouldn't hurt. It's not going to hurt. In fact, my sister informed me. I invited her last week. I said, hey, come over here. Come here for Thanksgiving. And about 24 hours later, she said, okay, I got my tickets. And I thought, huh, well, that's smart. But here's what you got to think about. The thing to think about now is maybe not so much buying, but when you're going to come. Okay, the most expensive days to fly. For departures, it's the Wednesday and the Tuesday before Turkey Day. Returns on Sunday, always expensive. If you could fly around those days, that would be great. If you could fly the Monday before, another good day to depart is on the holiday itself. Now, okay. Nobody wants to fly Thursday on Thanksgiving, but if you fly first thing in the morning, you're not going to miss the feast. You're not going to miss the football game. You probably are going to, you know, miss some of the meal preparation. What a shame that would be.
Right. If anything, at least if you look around now, maybe you can start putting your budget together for your trip, though, right?
That would be helpful, yeah. And, you know, prices, as we've both said, are going to be high. We looked at Wednesday and Tuesday departures, the price of those compared to the week before. Just to give you an idea, and it's running the Thanksgiving week, the prices are higher by 50 to 130% and more in some cases. So do what you can and start. You might want to start plotting out a route now, too.
Yeah.
Because in some cases, in a few cases, nonstops can be cheaper.
Yeah.
But in many cases, if you can add a stop to your route, a connecting flight, in other words, the price can come down significantly. We've seen, you know, you can savings of as much as like 60, 70%. So that is one way to save.
Ann McDermott with me at faircompare.com. Just to show you how easy this site is, Ann is so kind. She is a pro. She continues to tell you what's going on. While I'm on my smartphone, I pulled up faircompare.com. Ann, in the time we've been on, I pulled up Cleveland Hopkins to Tampa. I just pulled up like Saturday, November 24th to Friday the 30th. I just pulled out, you know, that particular travel time. It looks like about every fare is above $300, but I only mention this because it shows you how easy faircompare.com is to use.
Well, that's very kind of you. Yeah, I've always thought it was real easy. And the thing I like best about it is forget Thanksgiving. If you have a time frame when you can fly and you aren't married to a particular itinerary, I like our getaway maps. It pinpoints the cheapest flights within a month or a season. But for Thanksgiving travelers, you know when you've got to fly, and that's why you've got to start thinking about it now. Start making your plans when you got to be there and when you can go home.
And one final thing. This week at Hopkins, Ann, it was announced Frontier has added some more direct flights for us into Florida, which shows, I guess, the demand is there when an airline wants to add maybe some routes and test the market, right?
Absolutely. It you know, they wouldn't go to this trouble and this incredible expense if they thought, I wonder if anybody wants to go to Florida. They know people want to go. And, you know, this, I think, is going to just be a boon to the people in the Cleveland area. You know, it's going to be great. And, you know, assuming that the demand stays there, it will continue. And who knows what else this could mean.
Look ahead right now at faircompare.com. Do a little shopping on planning your trip and thinking about getting out of town for some time over fourth quarter, if you will. Ann McDermott, always good stuff, editor at faircompare.com. Thanks, Ann.
Take care. Bye-bye.
News Radio WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. It's a small thing sometimes, but it's frustrating when the ice maker doesn't work. I mention that setup because John Matarese over News 5 Cleveland has posted an interesting story, and there's a class action lawsuit specifically. It's involving a Samsung refrigerator. Tell me about this, John.
That's right, Bill. You know, I get complaints all the time about appliances. You know, someone said my microwave quit, my air conditioner went out, and this happens. You know, parts fail, appliances break, and it happens. But what happened was I was contacted by a woman who said her Samsung refrigerator, beautiful French door refrigerator, loves it. Yeah. But she said in the first 2 years she had it, the ice maker kept going out, and they'd send a repairman and he'd replace it, then send a repairman again. Finally, she was off the warranty and they wanted like $500 to repair the ice maker. She said, I'm not going to do that. So we looked into it, and it's unbelievable the number of complaints that we found about these ice makers in Samsung refrigerators, and it's gotten to the point where a class action lawsuit has now been filed because so many people who have Samsung say they love their refrigerator, but the ice maker, the ice melts. The ice melts and refreezes. You put your cup under it, and it all pours out onto the floor. And all these issues with the ice maker.
I saw her frustration in the story. Now, let me ask you this. Somebody driving along this morning, they're turning the radio up because they've got the same problem with their Samsung. Do they need to do anything?
What you can do at this point is keep it clean. Okay. I mean, that's important with ice makers, because what happens is the ice builds up in there and no one ever thaws it. And this is a case where you may need to actually pull it out, thaw it out, rinse it out, put it back in, and then it'll work again. Because what happens is the ice all binds up in there and then it doesn't come out, and then it all pours out in a big bucket onto your kitchen floor. So keeping it clean and thawing it occasionally is a potential solution to keep it working. But this lawsuit is seeking a much bigger remedy. You know, they're hoping that they change them. In the meantime, if you do have a Samsung refrigerator and you're saying, oh my goodness, I'm having problems with my ice maker, what you want to do is call them, call Samsung, their customer service, and let them know that you are aware that there have been news stories done on it and there is a class action lawsuit and you would like some help other than them saying, oh, you're off warranty and that's going to be $400.
All right, and watch your mail. You may get one of those envelopes from some federal judge in Atlanta that shows up once in a while in a case
that you're involved in. Exactly. Open it up. Don't throw it away.
All right. Good stuff. John Matarese on the story. You can see more and the post at news5cleveland.com. Thanks, John.
All right. Great talking.
No defense, no presentation at all by the defense in this one, Bill. When it came their turn, they elected just to rest their case. And as a result, we're going to the jury today. Yesterday, closing arguments were held. Each side was limited to 2 hours for their presentation. And both the prosecutors and defense say this is all about lies. The prosecutors saying that Paul Manafort lied to keep more money by not revealing these accounts to the IRS and evaded taxes. And then when he lied to get more money when his money ran out by defrauding banks to get loans. So they say it's all about lies. Meanwhile, the defense says, yeah, it is all about lies, but this time it's on the part of Rick Gates, the business partner of Paul Manafort, who they claim was really the guy who was in charge of these accounts, and he did these things without Paul Manafort's knowledge. They also say that on the stand, it was clear that Rick Gates is a liar. He not only lied about his personal life, had what they claim was an alternate life and conducting an affair at the same time, but also even stole from Paul Manafort himself. So the jury has to decide who to believe here. Is Rick Gates really telling the truth, or is he himself part of the problem here and a liar? The defense says they feel good about about their chances here. And at 9:30 this morning, the deliberations will begin in Alexandria, Virginia. We could get a verdict on this today, Bill.
Two quick things, and let's just bring Trump right into it. His name or Russian collusion, I mean, that supposedly was a part of this investigation. None of that is in this trial at all. And there's already talk that if the jury were to convict Manafort, maybe Trump would do the ultimate from the Oval Office for him?
Well, yeah, there is a talk that, and there are several sources that have already said that President Trump is ready to pardon Paul Manafort should he be convicted in this case. And on the other side of this, Bill, if he's acquitted in this case, look for repeated calls to end the Mueller investigation.
All right, Bill Zimfer on it this morning. Jury gets the case later. Bill, thanks.
You're welcome, Bill.
And now, 5 good minutes.
We go to sporting events to get away from life, but culture and life seems to play out so many times. Dr. Robert Turner's professor at the Department of Clinical Research, Leadership, George Washington University, has a PhD in sociology, played professional football, and studies the culture and what's going on right now with sports in so many ways. Got an interesting book, too, Not For Long, The Life and Career of the NFL Athlete. Bill Wills, Mike Snyder alongside. Dr. Turner, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Wonderful. Thank you for having me on this morning. I'm happy to join in.
I want to ask you a couple things about post-NFL career, but first let me just throw some headlines at you. And I mentioned the setup about how we go to sporting events to get away from stuff, yet I can't get into a conversation about college football without talking about Ohio State, what's up with Urban Meyer in Maryland. My goodness, the football program there being questioned. This is a fascinating time, I think, in so many ways, right?
And I think football, unfortunately, right now is in the headlines for all the wrong reasons. I do believe exactly what you said. You know, lots of people turn to the game because it provides 3 hours of entertainment or 4 hours of entertainment. But when we hear some of these, you know, disheartening type of headlines, it makes you scratch your head and wonder what is going on and what needs to be done to make it better, fix these things for young people.
Dr. Turner, when you look at the NFL right now, and I know you have a book, Not For Long, The Life and Career of the NFL Athlete, put that in perspective too for these players. For every Tom Brady, there's like 900 other guys that maybe only last a few years, right?
That's absolutely the case. I mean, you know, people are surprised when I go for my talks, and I even sit in classrooms and I talk to my students when they hear that the average career length is 3.3 seasons. You realize that you spend a long time, a very long apprenticeship, learning to become a professional football player. Many of these guys start at 9, 10, 11 years old, make it to the NFL by the time they're 21, 22 years old, and then the dream is done by 25, 26 years old.
Dr. Turner, when you look at this, Bill mentioned the NFL and the national anthem problem that it has. The NFL over the years has been very good at staying in front of things public relations-wise. This they can't seem to really get a handle on. What do you see as a solution to this so they can go on to this year?
Simple as far as I'm concerned, and I'm really surprised that the NFL hasn't taken this strategy a long time ago, but it is indicative of how the labor management issue is in the NFL. What the NFL should have done, and it surprises me, is that it took so long to finally get together and say, we need to get together with the NFL Players Association and hash out a solution for this. The problem with this, and when I look at, for my book, I interviewed over 140 athletes. I lived with them. I spent 4 years in the whole culture of football to try to see how it's changed today from when I played. And one of the things that's very clear is that athletes are looking for respect. But the owners say, your job is to play. We pay you a lot of money. You leave the business of football to us, and we'll take care of everything. Well, this obviously is not a good solution. It's not working. If they can come together with a unified front and where people feel respected and they have a vested interest in how the game is played, then you'll see a solution to this, and we can move on from this anthem thing and then start playing football, and people can really have a voice in their own communities.
This story just won't go away. I mean, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar posted an op-ed for the Hollywood paper talking about literally comparing the national anthem to slaves singing protest songs and talking about the white owners and how we just got all the black people playing the game.
Well, again, I would say this. It, you know, when you hear things like that, you know, it really it infuriates a lot of people. But what I have seen, and I just got to go back to that point, where athletes feel like when they say this whole slave kind of thing, it feels as though, like the woman told LeBron, just dribble the ball. That's what you get paid for. But the fact is just like anyone in any work environment, they want to feel respected. They want to feel as though they are more than just paid labor and that they have a vested interest in this. And these men are saying, hey, we have problems in our communities and we want to use our platform to fix these problems. But really what that's all about is saying to the owners and to the commissioner, hey, why can't we get together on the same page? Why can't we stand unified in what we believe in, what we see in? And this is all about making America better, right? And if we can do that instead of that contentious labor relationship between the two, then we'll start to see some solutions. But right now, it's really tough because they don't look at them and gain the respect that the players are asking for.
Let me get you out of here on this. I was reading about this a little bit last night. Again, the book is Not For Long, The Life and Career of an NFL Athlete. Dr. Robert Turner, George Washington University with us. This is Ohio, Paul Brown country, 17 seasons, 167 wins, 53 losses, 8 league championships. I read in the autobiography or the biography of Brown, he would tell a player when they cut him, it's time to go on with your life's work. In other words, you should have known the whole time you're not going to be here that long. You got to have something else in life besides football. And that seems to me the message you're trying to get across to players today.
Yeah, I would say that for sure. I mean, I'll give you a real quick story. What I really tell young people when they're in my classrooms, when I was at the University of Maryland, speaking with football players, taking my classes and in other universities, is that today, in today's environment, because you got this long apprenticeship trying to make it into the NFL, what we want you to do is recognize that you have so many different talents and abilities, and you have to cultivate all of them. So football can be one phase of your life, but then you have so many other ways that you can contribute to society. Once we get young people to think about those things, that you can be successful in all that you do, then it becomes less of a risky proposition for you putting all your eggs in just the football basket.
Dr. Robert Turner, the book Not For Long, The Life and Career of an NFL Athlete. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
And now, 5 good minutes.
I'll be biased up front. One of my favorite people, Congressman Dave Joyce, on the hotline this morning on News Radio, WTAM 1100. But now, look, get ready. I still got tough questions for you, okay?
I'm always ready for you, Bill. Thank you.
I always like talking with you. You explain things in shirt sleeve English, which I think we need more of. All right, let me get to a couple stories, and I'm going to play this ad that's getting some buzz. You've been out listening, as I know you do, and I follow you on Twitter and all. When it comes to manufacturing, employment, business, Northeast Ohio, specifically your district, what are you hearing right now as far as with these tax cuts and what have been in place? I keep seeing good headlines. Are you hearing the same thing?
Absolutely, Bill, and everywhere you go. The biggest complaint that you hear is that people want to expand because they have the ability now under the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, and they want to do more, but the trouble is finding workers. And everywhere you go throughout the district, you hear the same thing. We'd expand. We want to hire more folks. We just can't do it.
And in many ways, it's our own fault, I think, in that we've been preaching and preaching, go to college, and that's great. Don't get me wrong. But there are so many great opportunities for skilled labor right now, right?
You're absolutely right. And a bill we just recently passed, the Strengthening Career and Technical Education Act, is trying to get the resources to community colleges and training now, that like ATEC out in Ashtabula or the other Cuyahoga Community College has the same thing, to train the people to the jobs that exist. And so, some things may get automated. You might lose your job that way. But there's other jobs out there that you can do. So we want to put the money to the training to make sure that people get that. Plus, there's so many places that say, if we find somebody who's really interested, we will train them here and help them go to college, and they'll earn a great living. So at the end of the day, they could be making $50,000, $60,000 a year and end up with a college degree with no money really out of pocket. It's an amazing thing that I wish we could get more people interested in doing.
I just want to throw out Lincoln Electric as an example. They are a worldwide company based right here. We always hear great stuff about them. They're having a hard time just hiring people to help when it comes to welding, you know?
Oh, absolutely. And out at Auburn Career Center, I noticed that they have all the Lincoln Electric had donated a lot of things.
Yes.
And the simulator, so you can learn how to weld without actually having to weld.
Right.
Which is helpful for a guy like me. but, it was amazing stuff. And that's And then, you know, the trouble is the longer we can't find people to fill those jobs, the more they have to work towards automating those.
Congressman Dave Joyce for a couple minutes. Now, your office also, and I read this story too, has heard about, and this is sad, when we've got scammers out there, but when they're targeting senior citizens, it's even worse. What did you find out about this postal story?
Well, what happened is, from my days as a prosecutor, I always worry about the elderly because, you know, when it comes to the phone and the landlines, they're one of the few people who actually pick them up anymore.
Right, right.
And these guys know that. And a lot of these things are either out of Canada or Jamaica, where they'll call and you know, you'll hear the same stories. You have your grandson's in trouble. You know, send us some money.
Right.
You just won a lottery, but we got to pay the taxes so you can get the money. Well, if you didn't buy a lottery ticket, you know that's not true.
Right.
But they continue to work on folks. And the sad part is that, you know, even when you can get, you know, they're proud, so they don't want to admit maybe they made a mistake. But I had one guy in my prosecutor days whose family finally got involved, took over his finances. They had something mailed to the house where he could get, you know, $5,000 instantly on a new credit card. He got that and put that back into the guy because he was convinced he was going to get this money on the prize and pay it all back. And it's just sad that they take advantage of people who are trusting. Or another one of them is that, you know, you'll find your loved one. If you just send some money, you know, she can get through customs or he can get through customs and get to see you, that they'll get together. I mean, if it's too good to be true, it is. In the Postal Service, I was surprised the inspectors have this thing that they were doing. And so I offered to bring them out to the senior centers throughout the district, which we've been doing over the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. Every time you're in one of these, you have seniors always raising their hand saying, yeah, I got that call. This happened to me, or I got that in the mail.
Wow.
And so we use that to get the exponential effect of having them go back and train the folks in their community that, hey, speak up. This is a crime, and we need to stop it.
You know, it's a great reminder to any of us. You've got an older adult, you know, grandma, grandpa. I mean, have a conversation once in a while. Just make sure you're kind of aware of what they're doing, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, reach out and get them to talk. And you know, if they got taken advantage of, hey, you know, that's unfortunate, but it's not bad. I mean, we can fix those things and give it the information so law enforcement has the proper tools to go after those that are guilty.
All right, let me get to politics here. Congressman Dave Joyce with me. I want to play this ad. It's your ad. It's on Facebook, a couple other places. It's gotten a little pushback, but I want to play it here first, just for the record, as they say.
I'm Dave. Growing up, I was taught to use common sense and work hard. It's how I do my job in Congress.
Ohio's Dave Joyce.
When Republican leaders in Congress tried to take away protections for pre-existing conditions, I said no. I won the fight to fund the Great Lakes Restoration. And when President Trump tried to take it away, I said no again. I'm Dave Joyce, and I approve this message because I'll do what's right for Northeastern Ohio, even if it means standing up to my own party.
Dave Joyce, standing up for Ohio.
Now, as I said at the beginning, look, I'm biased. I'm a fan of yours. You're getting some feedback, though, and some pushback from many, and I've seen on some posts at Cleveland.com and all, about this ad. To me, I hear you saying, if I don't agree, I'm going to go against, even if it's my own party. On the other hand, when it comes to repeal and replace, it was preached and preached and preached and preached, and we couldn't get it repealed and replaced.
Well, we could repeal it, but we weren't going to replace it. And what we're talking about replacing it with was something that was going to cost people in the 50 to 64 age bracket who are on a glide path to retirement the potential to 3 to 5 times what you're paying now in your monthly premium. While kids who are 22 or 23 just getting into the market, the individuals, were taking away the mandate that they buy it, but we were going to create a lower rate for them so they'll want to buy it instead of paying $300 a month like my son, it'd be down to 180. But look, Bill, you know, I hate to use myself as an example, but, you know, I've already had a stent. I've already had melanoma. I'm 61 years old, and I'm paying $1,400 a month. If I had to pay 3 to 5 times that, that's $4,200 to $6,000 a month. For insurance. Well, what are you going to buy? You're going to buy catastrophic insurance because no one's going to be able to afford it. And we should all be on glide paths toward retirement instead of robbing our retirement savings and having to rely just on Social Security, we should be able to work and go through that. That's why I stood up for it. We never had hearings necessary with the people like Toby Cosgrove or Tom Zente or the Dr. Boutros at Metro.
Yeah.
And to have these guys all have great ideas on how to bring the cost of health care down. We never had those discussions. We just were playing a shell game with how we're paying the premiums.
And I think the frustration is, look, health care, the Obamacare, however you want to call it, it was the cost of health care was getting out of hand.
Absolutely.
So governments stepped in and did something. We don't like what they did, but the thing is such a big issue, it's hard to go slice by slice, page by page, to change anything, it seems like.
Well, we need to have the hearings on how to bring those costs down, and we have to have those hearings so the American people can understand. Look, if you want to be overweight and smoke and drink to excess every day, you're going to pay more. And if you want to be healthy and try to live a good lifestyle and do the things that are necessary and wellness checks, then you'll come in at a better rate. But, you know, we have to explain that to the American people and understand that your lifestyle is going to be indicative of how much your premiums are going to cost.
Sounds like common sense, right?
I try to preach it there. And the second part of that, you know, with President Trump, it's really Mick Mulvaney, who's his OMB chairman, who I was with Mick in the House, mm-hmm. and he slashed the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative to zero. And I went around and lobbied other folks about it and said, hey, you know, this is important, why it's important.
Right.
Our bill passed 408-17. And so then Mick must have heard me, because I said, if he would have gave me a haircut, then, you know, it would have been harder to get back to $300 million. So this year he put $30 million in. But I got back to the $300 million again. So you only heard that 10% part. But
Washington.
The president's doing a great job, though.
All right. Congressman Dave Joyce, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
So Jim Rosenhaus on the hotline. Guys, good morning. Hi, Rosie.
Good morning, Bill.
Curtis, thank you. Is Slider here because we are continuing to celebrate? The party has been going on throughout the night. That cup indeed is in Cleveland?
The cup is here.
The Ohio Cup has been won. I know it meant a lot to Terry and the team. Jim, can you comment on the cup getting back here? Is there video of it getting on the plane?
I don't know if there's video, but I think the best thing I saw yesterday after they won the cup was that we're going to call Alex Ovechkin from the Washington Capitals after they won the Stanley Cup. He had a pretty good time with that, and he's going to come in and help everyone celebrate the Indians winning the Ohio Cup.
And
so it might be a rough day tomorrow.
We should celebrate. We absolutely should. Yeah.
And Jose Ramirez, the first ever unanimous winner of the MOP Award, the most outstanding player in the Ohio Cup.
That's fantastic. By the way, all this is brought to you by Falls Motor City. Now, let's get to the game first, then we'll talk about why Slider's here, Mike Snyder. A 4-3 win, that was a sweep, right, Rosie?
Indeed it was. And the Indians continue to play well. And Bill, it was like straight out of a movie set last night in the ninth inning. How many baseball cliche movies do you see where the game's on the line, bottom of the ninth, and the rain starts, and there's lightning in the background and all that kind of stuff. But Brad Hand worked himself into a tough spot and worked out of it on his own, and the Indians hang on. And lots of good things. You mentioned Jose Ramirez winning the most valuable player of the Ohio Cup this year, but he's been just tremendous. And Melky Cabrera came up big again with a huge home run that put the Indians in front. And you see injuries, and the Indians have had their fair share here in the last little while, but it doesn't seem to matter. And I think that's a credit to Tito, who always looks at it as an opportunity for someone else to step up. And the team, too. They don't seem to let the injuries slow them down, and last night was another good example of that.
And Jim, you know, the other thing, too, nice to see them get a win on a night in which Frankie Lindor or Jose Ramirez didn't have to do the heavy lifting.
Yeah, and, you know, we've talked about that, that bottom portion of the order on those nights where the top three, Lindor, Brantley, and Ramirez, they're not going to be great every night. So you need a little more balance in the lineup. And I think we've seen that a little bit over the last week and certainly on the road trip. So good signs there. I think Cabrera, obviously, with a big hit, but some others, too, and just enough offense to win last night.
Sound like you were quoting from a Stephen King novel there at the beginning with the lightning and the baseball.
They got dicey.
Wow, geez.
We're thinking, here comes a rain delay in the night.
Okay, all right. Are you ready for Slider's birthday, Rosie?
Oh, yeah. What's that, Sunday? We got that coming up.
I have Curtis Danberg here. Curtis, take us
through
the weekend.
Sunday.
What's going to happen this
weekend?
We'll
start Friday.
Okay.
Sugar Dad Dollar Dog. We'll have our pregame in the district. We're going to be giving away this cool yard flag.
I love that.
Courtesy of Progressive Insurance. 10,000 fans will get this. And then post-game fireworks are a Tomey tribute. So Jim Tomey will have video and highlights of Jimmy and all of some of his favorite songs, a playlist. Maybe
all right.
Some Pearl Jam and... Yeah, hopefully a hard-working man.
Oh, yeah.
And then Saturday, make sure you're in your seats by 3:15. It's a 4:10 game, but we're going to have a great pregame ceremony to honor Jim and
that'd be great.
His induction to Cooperstown. We're also giving away this great Navy blue Jim Tomey jersey with the Hall of Fame logo on the right sleeve, courtesy of Car Parts Warehouse. 20,000 fans will get the jersey.
I love it.
And then we move on to Sunday.
Yes.
Slider's birthday.
Yes.
We'll have 1,000 cupcakes from Becker's Bakery in Fairview Park.
Ooh,
up
are
in the family deck.
Actually,
for kids.
998, I think. Yeah. I had two of them this morning.
And then Slider has a few surprises up his sleeve.
Yeah,
on
what's
his birthday.
This about ketchup? Can you comment about ketchup and what else will be happening for Slider's birthday?
Oh, you've been tipped off.
Well, I know people.
Slider, is it okay to talk about it?
Slider's giving you a thumbs down.
What do you?
There's ketchup. It's out of the bag.
Ketchup and Slider.
There's some controversy involving ketchup. I don't want to get into specifics.
There's
going to
be something pregame.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right.
With Slider and ketchup. So make sure you check that out. And Slider's going to have a few friends in town. The Oriole Bird, Dinger from the Rockies.
Oh, nice.
Bringing the buddies in, huh, Slider?
And Raymond.
Yeah. Nice. From Everybody Loves?
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. They're all going to be. How about that, Rosie?
We're bringing back Value Sunday. You can get your $2 sodas and freeze pops and nachos and chips. So great opportunity. There's plenty of tickets still left for Friday and Sunday. Very limited on Saturday.
Okay, so Indians.com, right?
Indians.com.
Like right now?
Like right now.
All right, good enough.
Make it happen.
How about that, Rosie?
So I have to go right now to Indians.com?
Jim, if you want to get in, you got to go to Indians.com. I mean right now.
I'm on. Well, wait. What do I do first? Go to there or Becker's?
Well, you also have the MLB Ballpark app. You could purchase and scan your tickets digitally that way.
That's what you, Rosie, right, on your way to Becker's,
on your way
bring
to Becker's.
Your ballpark app and get the tickets.
Becker's is first,
though. Not while driving, though. I got to be in the passenger seat, correct?
All right. Rosie, enjoy your off day, by the way.
Thanks, guys.
Baltimore for the weekend, 7:10 first pitch, bunch of great promotions, and Slider's birthday Sunday. Good stuff.
Go Tribe.
Thank you, Slider.